In balance, I live in peace of mind. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. In balance, I live in peace of mind. At the Absolute Monastery, we listen to and watch a video from time to time. We do not do this every day or every evening, but occasionally we watch it. And Sylvia will go to Netflix and order different films, or she'll go to the public library in Campo and she'll borrow some of the films that are there, usually the old-timers that have been there for years. Some are in black and white. And she'll bring home a film that she thinks might be charming for us. And we watch the film together. We watch the video together. We'll sit in our video room, and we'll all sit in our comfortable chairs and lay back and drink a cup of coffee or hot chocolate, and the dogs will be lying on the floor, and the cats will be lying on the floor around us, and we have a very happy, harmonious, peaceful time together. But then the movie comes on. And the movie wants to come on with thunder and lightning and all sorts of angry attitudes to wake you up and make you listen. You listen, and you think to yourself, oh, golly, and you turn down the music, and you turn down the thunder, and you turn it down, and you wait for that introduction to pass, and that attention-getting activity to pass. And when it passes, then you have to turn the volume back up again so that you can hear the people talking on the screen. And as you hear them talking, sometimes they talk with a dialect, sometimes they talk with a brogue, sometimes they talk with a different inflection to their language than we're accustomed to. But in balance, I live in peace of mind. I listen to the film. I listen to the work that the writer who wrote the theme has done, and to the directors who have directed it and brought it forth on the screen, and very nice. And when the event is over, I say to the monks, I say, well, what were the redeeming qualities of that film? Why should we watch that film? What benefit is that film to us? That film had a lot of beautiful attitudes in it. It had a lot of beautiful thoughts in it. And it had a lot of unhappy thoughts in it. A lot of emotional thoughts in it. Where people were trying to get themselves organized and get themselves figuring out what's going on in life. And we watched a film, and this film was about this coach. And he coached this team from Indiana, and he was called forth to be the coach of this little podunk town, which had virtually no students and had just a very small community to it, but it was enough to have a basketball team. And the director of the school call this guy to come and be the coach. Well, now this coach had been a very powerful coach and a very dynamic coach in the big leagues, but he allowed his emotions and his temper to get away with him whenever he saw anything unrighteous. And because of that, and because of his dominance, he was kicked off of the coaching activity and not allowed to coach professional ball anymore. And so for a number of years he took a sabbatical and joined the Navy and got his act together. Well, he came back first time out to this community and his friend. Well, now the community was a very redneck community. It was a community filled with people who had one way of doing things, and that's the way they were going to do it. They had one way of looking at a sports game, and that's how they were going to do it. They kicked the other coach out because the coach wouldn't do exactly what they asked him to do, and it broke the other coach's heart because that was his community. Well, this coach was brought in, and as he was brought in, he talked to the people. That is, he talked to the boys who were on the team. And one boy didn't want to be on the team, and so he stayed outside. And the other kids were sort of redneck, too. They thought that the way they were told, because their parents said, that's right, you get in there and be very aggressive, and you push people around, and you be very aggressive. It's not a matter of learning the skill of the game, but it's learning how to be pushy and how to be very dominant. Well, this coach, he didn't feel that that was the way to do it. And he said, I have a way that can train these boys into becoming good athletes, liking the game, liking themselves, and getting along just fine. Well, this was not what the fathers had intended for their sons who were on the basketball team. They wanted them to be dominant. And so the coach had a very difficult time working with them. Well, now we watched the movie. And we watched the movie almost 2 hours. And as we watched it, we paid attention to all the details. And I paid attention to the details. And the next morning at breakfast, I said to the family, I said to all the monks, I said, well, what were the beneficial features that took place in there? What was the redeeming quality of that film? Why should we have bothered to watch it at all? And they came up with the standard brand type of things. Well, it had a nice theme to it. And the coach brought forth that he could finally do these things, and that the people finally came to love the man, and they finally came to recognize what he was doing for the community and all that sort of thing. And they just came up with all sorts of standard brand conclusions. And I said to them, think about it. What really was the movie about? The movie was about this coach who was teaching these young boys, these high school boys, that learning to follow the rules is so vitally important to everything in life. Learning to live in balance and peace of mind in your community and in yourself, you can accomplish anything. He told the boys, now, we're going to do it this way. And the boys were very obstreperous about it. They were not interested in cooperating with the coach. They gave him a very hard time. But the coach was insistent and persistent. And he had the boys pumping their legs up and down, jumping in place, jumping in place, very much, and then running in place, and then preparing themselves to move forward on an instant's notice. He taught them how to be a team that played together. They passed the ball one to the other. Previously, each one who got the ball wanted to make the basket with it. They wanted to be the chief of the team. They wanted to be the captain of the team. They wanted to be the one who made the basket. And he taught them teamwork. He taught them how to work together. And in a very long time, it took about 4 or 5 weeks for him to get them to even cooperate with doing what he asked them to do. But he was persistent, and he worked with them, and he worked with their parents, and he told their parents, let the boys alone, we're having a training now. You don't go in and tell the teacher how to teach them English or history and so forth. Oh, yes, we do. And, of course, they did. And because of that, the school did not have a very high ranking because the parents were butting into the educational process and the themes that were being used in the school. Now, this coach was not necessarily making himself well-liked by doing the things he did, but he did teach the children, the young men, how to be good athletes, how to follow the rules, how to respect the rules of the game. This is the rules of the game of basketball itself. This is what basketball is all about. It's learning how to work as a team. It's learning how to work cooperatively. It's learning how to do things beautifully. It's learning the skill of shooting a basket from an odd location. It's learning to pass the ball to someone in a better position on your team who could more readily make the basket than you from your odd position. And the monk said, "My gosh, I didn't realize all those things were in there. Yes, I can see where they were there. I can see now what that's all about. I can see what's going on. Yes, I can see it now." Well, in balance, I live in peace of mind. When we are in balance, we have peace of mind. When we are in balance, when the team learn to be in balance with the program, they learn to follow the rules of the game. It was not some attitude that someone was bringing in there that had nothing to do with the game. It was very much the game. It was not something that the coach was trying to impress upon these young people to make them think he was a magnificent person. It was the coach impressing upon the people that they already are magnificent people. They already are super. They already are talented and capable. And all they had to learn, but he didn't say had to learn, but if they learned cooperation, if they learned teamwork, if they learn to work together, then they could become a winning team. Well, the monks were surprised at all of these things that we were bringing up that were in that show. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Well, I was interested in the love affair. I was interested in the way the community was putting this man down and knocking him down. And I was interested in how the man responded to the people who were so tough on him and so forth. Well, that wasn't anything in the show. That was just sort of window dressing, something to get your attention if you didn't get the depth of meaning that he was teaching teamwork. He was teaching cooperation. He was teaching respect for yourself and your choice to enter the game and to learn the game so beautifully, so perfectly, so wonderfully that you're the winning team. And indeed, throughout the entire event, he brought them from one victory to another where they had not had victories for years. He brought them from one victory to another because they learned teamwork. They learned balance. They learned peace of mind. They were no longer out there to challenge the world. They were out there to demonstrate their magnificence as a team, their skill as a basketball player. And they did a most remarkable job. And everyone who saw the film through these eyes, through the eyes of a man who was sharing balance and peace of mind with the troubled community, and how peace came. Oh, the victories were glorious, and they played them up very well. And all of the things they did were very fantastic, and they played them up very well, too. But the big feature is that in balance, I live in peace of mind. What were the redeeming qualities of the film? What were the redeeming qualities of what I did each day of my life? What were the redeeming qualities of my attitude about myself every moment of my life? What are the redeeming qualities of me for me? Not superior qualities, but the redeeming qualities. What make me a beautiful, spiritually illumined being? Is when I keep my heart and my soul turned toward the peace of being that I am, the peace of mind. And when I do that, all things work out in divine right order. It's a lovely thing, and it's something that every one of us can do for ourselves, and we do it in our own beautiful way. Have a beautiful day. Live in balance. Live in peace of mind. And live it now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.